as we continue to discuss the condition known as being whipped. Go ahead.
Guys, when they're whipped, they're happy. And I think their friends give them a hard time because they're jealous.
No.
Yeah, I think so.
You're one of the girls who's responsible for whipping dudes, aren't you?
Maybe.
You're a whipper.
It's because I treat them so well.
Oh, is that it?
That's what it is.
Well, you're robbing their friendship away from us.
No, I'm not doing that. Uh-huh. I had an ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
And he was always being picked on by his friends. And we had a relationship, and we agreed on not having sex until we were married.
Mm-hmm.
But he made me promise not to tell anyone because he didn't want to get picked on by his friends.
Oh, yeah.
His friends kept calling us Ike and Tina, and I was Ike and he was Tina. And the one guy who picked on him so much started asking me out and coming on to me. So.
Ike and Tina, what, did he beat you a whole bunch or something?
No, I was Ike
she
and
was
he was
Ike.
Tina.
You were Ike, he was, oh.
He was the one with the killer legs.
I gotcha. I get it now. It's Monday, I'm slow.
Yes.
You have to remember that when you're on the phone with me, that brain don't work very well.
We worked together, and he was always being picked on at work. You know, it was always, if I called him over or something, they would make fun of him. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, see? That's what you get. That's why you shouldn't go around whipping people.
But the main guy who was making fun of him was the guy who was hitting on me and trying to get with me. So.
Well, of course, yeah. Yeah, that goes back to the all guys are dirtbag.
Exactly, right? And they're just jealous. So when you're talking about a guy being whipped, then you're just mad because you're not whipped.
Oh, you think so?
I know so.
I'm mad that I'm not whipped now?
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think you'd be happier whipped. I think you're the type of guy that wants to be whipped secretly.
Mm. Is that right?
Yes.
Look at me get called out this morning. No, you're wrong. I never want to be whipped, and if I am, Chris...
What? Don't look at me. I'm not whipping you.
Send her block to the face.
Do you know what cat o' nine tails are? Cat o' nine tails, yeah.
I have no idea.
Okay, you know what? You need to find a girl who knows and who can show you what cat o' nine tails are, and I guarantee you that you'll be whipped in both ways.
What is it called again?
Cat o' nine tails.
Cat o' nine tails?
Yeah.
What the hell is it?
You'll find out. You find out what they are with a girl who can show you what they are, and you'll be whipped.
Should I know what they are?
You should know. If you're 25, you should know. If you're over 21, you should know.
Is it like a Dirty Sanchez?
Yeah, is it something like that?
No.
Interesting. Wow, I feel
so you should go on the internet and Google cat o' nine tails.
I think I probably will.
What if you're only 23? Should you know by then? Because I don't know either.
She said over 21.
Oh my god, Chris, I can't believe you don't know.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Wow.
Is that something to do with like butt play or something like
no,
that?
No, it's something really fun. Something you'll like.
Okay.
This is really weird.
Yeah, you're right. Well, thanks for creepifying our radio station.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Bye.